So as you begin to just allow your body to comfort, getting into just the right space and place for you today, knowing that you can move anytime throughout our journeying, even in this process of coming to relaxation. But as you settle, let's begin now with the eyes closed. And let's take those three big, deep breaths slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that do send the message all around and all through. Now's the time to go within. Now's the time to become open and receptive to positive ideas and thoughts and images that help you to move forward with your life. So those deeper breaths sort of open the way to go within to that inner landscape as we comfort your body even more. With every breath now, and let's bring your attention to your feet, right there in your toes, and let's allow this comforting to flow all around and all through, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath you're releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as we comfort the body, we're also clearing the mind. So to allow for a peaceful state within, a state of harmonious intention between mind and body. And as you become aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form and it strengthens with every breath. And this comforting continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, your entire midsection releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper now. Up through the chest in a warm and nurturing kind of way. Actually, the just right temperature kind of way, but it is a nurturing sensation all around and all through into every nook and cranny of you. More of that nurturing comfort, that calm, as it flows right into your shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top, simply unwinding, untangling, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Simply releasing now. Letting go of any unwelcome thought, any negativity, tension, stress of any kind. We're just letting it flow right out through those fingertips into the universe where it can no longer harm you. Or anyone else. And this sensation of comfort continues flowing across your upper back and down your spine, you know, strengthening that spine, for you are the courageous conqueror on your life path right now. Middle back releasing and deeper and lower, lower back releasing. Each breath drifting deeper. And sending this sensation of comfort as all muscles, tissues, fibers soothe and smooth now. We send this comfort all the way down, backside of body to feet again. And then just moving your attention next to right at the base of your neck, up over the back of your head, the top of your head, all around your crown, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose. your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing and letting go. And now with one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, let's become twice as comfortable as you already are. And now the door of your imagination opens. And you still remain very calm, very comfortable as you begin to imagine and visualize. You're imagining and visualizing walking through that door to discover the unknown. And that means a journey of positive wonder. Any or all of your senses come alive. Seems to be like a trail through the woods. So you're noticing the day. You're noticing what it's like there in this wooded area. It's a place you've never been to before. And you're noticing everything. And then there's sort of an unexpected turn where you come upon the unknown mountain. And so you just get a sense of it all the way up. And you begin to notice that if you were going to connect to a friend later in your conscious outer awake life, you would just notice all about this mountain and your adventure that you're on today. This woodland path that's taken an unexpected turn and brought you to this mountain. What is the mountain like? And somehow, coming to the mountain, you know the way forward is up that mountain. So what does that seem to be like to climb this mountain? Remember, you do have your crystal with you, so many things in your imagination, anything could happen if you let it. Crystals have been known to transport people quickly. There may be help in that crystal for you, or you might really enjoy the climb, noticing the view all along the way. And you climb. And you use your crystal. And eventually, you come to a cave. The wizard appears. And the wizard welcomes you. With any or all of your senses, again, what is this wizard like? How would you describe him? Notice all the qualities that you're aware of. What does he look like? What's his shape? What colors? How's he dressed? How's he acting? What's the quality of his mood? Anything you're noticing that will give you the sense that the wizard is there for you and all the qualities that make him the wizard. Well, you know, he wants you to know about his cave, so he starts giving you the tour. It's well lit in there with other crystals and special lights. It's lit from within. What do you notice? All around. And as the wizard gives you the tour of his cave, what do you notice that you like about the wizard? And just noticing not only how the cave looks and what makes up his cave, but all the different little things that sort of are there that are wizardry. How interesting. At some point, the wizard looks you straight in the eye and he makes a decision. And then he decides that next, he's going to take you over to this other chamber in the cave where there are three ancient trunks. What is this other chamber like where these trunks are ancient trunks? Well, guess what? The wizard hands you a key for each of these locked trunks. And as you unlock the trunks, one after another, you find out more. The wizard has brought you to these ancient trunks for a reason and given you a key for each one. What do you find? Now, you could notice about these trunks. Like, again, if you were going to describe them to your friend later, take some minutes here, or some moments, to notice each trunk, their sizes, their shapes, their colors. What are they like? Are they the same? Are they different? And then one by one, you open the lock. And what do you find? Now, if you need, you can ask your wizard what is important for you to know about each one of your findings. It may be very, very clear to you. Sometimes it could be puzzling, and that's why the wizard is there for you, to assist you with what you find in these ancient trunks. And what's important to you about each one of these things that you find? Notice how you feel by opening these trunks and what you find inside. How do you feel about them? And remember that you also have your crystal. If you need to, you could shine the light of your crystal on something you might want to know more about. Could be very helpful for you. Come to know what you find in each of the three. The wizard not only is there to assist you if need be about your findings, actually these gifts that he has presented to you, but perhaps there might be something more that you and your wizard might need to discuss. And so you can take a few moments here to give yourself that time to connect with your wizard even more. Find out if there's anything more for you to connect on. And now, somehow, after this connection with your wizard, the gifts that have been given to you, that you begin to find a way to know that they go with you, because there's a feeling it's time to go. And your wizard thanks you for coming. But somehow you know, as you look again, this time you look deep into your wizard's eyes. And somehow you know that past, present, and future. Your wizard is always ready to help you. That means you can call upon him anytime, anywhere. So as you gather up your gifts, your wizard thanks you for coming, and with all the important things your wizard has given you, you begin to take the path forward back down the mountain. And somehow knowing that, yes, just a simple sort of inner thought to your wizard, and he'll be at your side anytime you'd like, need to have, or want. And finding your way back down to the mountain, there is a final, actual, interesting stairway, the last 20 steps down the mountain. And as you reach that top staircase, it's an interesting stairway of wooden slats down the mountain. You begin to hold just a moment before you continue back down the mountain, because you remember in your last little discussion, the wizard gave you the important task for another something ahead on your path. He wanted you today to find that dragon guardian of the treasure cave. So with all of your strength and muster within, with all of your resilience and courage, with all of what you know, that you could call your wizard to come and assist you if need be, and you see, sense, and feel yourself at your healthiest, radiantly healthy strength, knowing that these gifts are going to assist you in your life going forward. And we have one more leg of the adventure for today. So every step down the remaining wooden steps of the mountain strengthen you in this journey now. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you go forward on the path, the light changes, the breeze blows a different way, and the path slopes a little more downward and takes a turn off now into a new place. The territory seems a little different. And you know you're on that purpose path, the task the wizard has given you. So it's a path with purpose. And somehow you know then that because this is the path to find the dragon guardian of a treasure cave, you're going to have to make a plan. You're on that lookout now for the land of the dragon. You have your crystal. You have your gifts from your wizard. And the wizard will always be there right beside you if you want or need. Ancient tales say that hidden within the dragon's treasure cave is a different kind of treasure, a mysterious experience of some kind, something you go through, something you feel, and it will be of great value for you. And so you continue on. You go forward. And at some point, you come to a place in the path where you can just look over to see your goal. There it is, the treasure cave, with the dragon always on guard. On guard at the entrance to the treasure cave, for the purpose of keeping everyone out. Oh, well, first of all, what does your dragon look like? Notice everything. Remember, you're going to tell your friend about it later. How does the dragon appear to you? How do you feel about the dragon? Now, remember, your crystal can do many things. It may produce other tools for you if need be. It can do whatever you so need, desire, or want and provide it for you. There are three ways you can get by the dragon. One, you can fight it. Two, you can distract it. Three, you can befriend it. So first, you decide and make your plan to get past the dragon because it's very important to you that you experience the mysterious experience. That's the treasure. So just take a few moments to figure out what you're going to do, knowing you've got lots of assistance. You even have a wise and loving. You have another guide of inner healing. You have your wizard. You can bring those three to your aid if you would like to. Or you simply can pick up your crystal and find the way. Here are the three ways again. You can fight the dragon. You can distract it, or you can befriend it. Now you know what you're going to do, and you make your move. Imagine and visualize what happens and how it goes to get past the dragon. After you follow through with your plan, what are your feelings about the dragon now? Because you're walking forward into the treasure cave. Looking back at Mr. Dragon, what have you discovered? What have you come to know about the dragon? And what now, facing forward? What is the treasure cave like? What kinds of things are in there? And what do you have to do to find the mysterious experience? Where do you discover this mysterious experience? Look around, find the just right thing. Know you have your crystal, you have so much assistance. If you need to call your wizard, you can. You are on this journey. It's for you to find the mysterious experience and come to know what is its great value for you? No, it is yours, this experience. And as you've come to recognize the value for you, notice how you feel about what you have discovered. And take a few more moments now to thoroughly live this experience out. And then just noticing, would there be anything that you would take with you from the treasure cave? Is there anything more that seems to be yours to add to already the treasures from the wizard, the gifts that have been given? Anything more here? Or is it simply the experience that was the gift? And when you're ready, you'll come back through or find another way out through another entrance to this treasure cave. And you'll decide whether it's to go past the dragon again or not. You'll know just the right way to go. For you are imbued with the strength within. You have courageously taken up your adventure today, and you're walking forward on your path now again, beyond the caves, beyond the mountains, and just finding your way step by step, going forward, knowing that you have received gifts. And you actually, as you've let that in, you're knowing that more and more each and every day it is clear for you that there are helpers, supporters, guides, inner guidance, wisdom that does flow to you, gifts that flow to you, wisdom and insights and actual gifts of many different kinds. And then that helps you to remember that you also have many gifts to give as well. And so you're walking along your way in this land of the inner experience. And with each step, you know that just a little bit stronger you become, just a little bit more assured and confident you become, and just a little bit more inner independence, resilience, and onward, upwards, forwards kind of thinking and feeling is yours. And just for a moment now, as we sort of let all these images fade for now, kind of bringing you back and back and back out of the mythic experience into the here and now, and let these images, while they may fade, but the strength of them in some way stays with you. And even the gifts you've received somehow take on some deeper inner meaning for you that your subconscious treasures. And so we let it all filter down into a comfortable settling within. The experience of which becomes very valuable for you, so that you begin to really recognize and realize that some of the things you've been wanting are actually occurring for you. Some of the things you've been imagining about are actually coming about. Because isn't it interesting to know that whatever is always started first in your imagination, in the imagination of whomever is creating it. And so if it is to be, it's up to me, says you. And so we're allowing all of this imagining and visualizing taking root in a very positive way for you, strengthening all that needs to be strengthened, wants to be strengthened now, and reinforcing that actually it's all about a positive focusing now, which can only bring about positive results. And that surely is how your mind, your body, responds now, positively. And so at zero, as we reinforce it all, we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the importance of this experience into your conscious outer awake life. Now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release, to realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.